Back to the USSR. Since 1991 and the collapse of the Soviet Union, Vladimir Putin and others of his ilk have felt like a mother bear robbed of her cubs, willing to maul anyone who stands in the way of restoring Soviet greatness. Putin, a former KGB lieutenant colonel, became Russian prime minister in August 1999 and president in May 2000. He was re-elected in 2004, then bowed out for his pupil Dmitry Medvedev to assume the presidency. But Putin ran successfully again in 2012. There's no sign now that he will ever step down again. Forbes ranked Putin as the world's most powerful person for the fourth year in a row in 2016. During his 2005 State of the Nation address to Parliament, Putin lamented that the demise of the Soviet Union was the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin wrote in The Guardian, "Reversing the breakup of the Soviet Union and restoring the Russian Empire have now become an obsession for the Kremlin." The obsession has gone so far that the Kremlin is commissioning new statues of Joseph Stalin, one of the 20th century's worst mass murderers. This is certainly a chilling window into the current Russian psyche. Putin seizes every opportunity to stoke smoldering resentment within Russia and to draw attention to the perceived threats against his nation in order to take more and more aggressive actions to reestablish the empire. With every passing day, the bear gets more bellicose. Putin has launched a crusade to rebuild the empire that fell along with the Berlin Wall. President Obama promised a Russian reset in 2009 when he took office, but the opposite has occurred. U.S.-Russian relations have relapsed into a Cold War 2.0, and some say the current situation is even worse than the Cold War. Slowly and subtly, Europe and the West have sleepwalked into a new era of danger and instability. In just a little more than a decade, the unthinkable has become a reality. Russia, seemingly finished after its defeat in the Cold War, now is emerging as a prospective great power challenging the West. Russia is on the march. General Sir Richard Sheriff, the former Deputy Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, said of Vladimir Putin, "He is calling the shots at the moment." That the Russian bear is on the prowl is clearly evidenced by the steady stream of world headlines. Russia's Rising Empire, National Review, August 9, 2016. The Russian Bear is Rising, Huffington Post, September 2, 2016. Beware, the Russian bear is getting bolder, Washington Post, December 1, 2016. Russia's Rising Role in the World, Foreign Policy News, December 30, 2016. Russian aggression has moved into a new phase that threatens international order and stability. General James Mattis, the U.S. Defense Secretary, has called Russia the world's top threat, and Senator John McCain agrees, calling Vladimir Putin the premier and most important threat, more so than ISIS. In all the bear's bluster, we sometimes forget that Russia possesses the world's largest stockpile of nuclear weapons, with more than 7,000 nuclear warheads. Putin's grand goals are to destroy the West by breaking up the European Union, dividing NATO, frustrating and unnerving the United States, and expanding Russia's global influence. On all fronts, Russia seems to be succeeding. The bear is on the move, leaving its footprints across the globe. First, it was Georgia.